especially when you look at the pieces that we got. You know, a guy that was Malik, a guy that can rush the passer. You know, it looks like we have you know our answer at free safety. So it's exciting to see that you see the organization build, get the pieces that we need, and with elite guys that have a lot of talent and can really make an impact right away.
When you look at Gibson, why do you think he will be the answer at free safety? What do you see in his abilities?
He's played at a high level before, you know, and so because of that, because of what he's done on the field, the plays that he's made on the field, his tape shows that he can play at an elite level and that he should be a guy that can come in and fit in our system right away.
Physically, what were some of the things you wanted to try and get out of this offseason, and how did that go?
I mean, so far it's gone really well. You know, now we'll get into the – it's exciting now because we have everybody back and we can really get into the swing of things, especially when it comes to actual football. You know, prior to this, it was just lifting, running, training. But it's been great. It's good to be healthy, to have a lot of guys in the facility training and working hard. And we had a core group of guys throughout February, March – that we're here lifting, working out together. So it's just a lot of excitement, I guess. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm to be back in the fold of things.
How's it been with Wash as defensive coordinator so far?
We had a great meeting yesterday. You know, definitely started things off right, and I know the guys are excited about the changes that are going to be made to our defense. And they're subtle, but they will have an enormous impact when it comes time on Sunday.
One of those changes could be strong safety, closer to the line of scrimmage more often. How does that impact you as a middle linebacker in terms of communication in the scheme?
Yeah, it'll have a guy, you know, if we bring a guy down like that, it's in running situations, it's almost like having another linebacker on the field. So to have a guy close to you where you can communicate well, relay calls, that should really be an advantage for us when it comes to that.
How excited are you guys to see Dante out on the field this offseason?
Very, very, because we saw him throughout the entire season and this offseason, January, February, March, working hard to get back, you know, to where he was and get back to the type of player that he can be. So we're excited to see him to be out on the football field now because he's trained so hard for so long. You know, when you do something like that, he's had all this time to train and get better. So we're excited for him, you know, for finally get the opportunity to get back out on the football field, move around and be in that type of environment. But man, he's going to be a heck of a player for us.
Wash's personality significantly different from Babich, and how does that change maybe the way you guys approach what you do?
Yeah, there will be differences for sure, and we'll be able to talk about that more as we get more into it. But yeah, there will definitely be changes in the structure and the way we do things, the way we communicate, the details that we focus on. You know, Coach Wash's personality will trickle down into all those aspects of our actual scheme and how we're presented information, what we do on the field, what we say on the field. I think he's going to have a great impact, a very positive impact on all of that.
Not that this hasn't been there before, but is there a feeling among you guys that it's time now? We're in time to get this thing done?
I would say so. And we had talked about this, that, you know, we've been fortunate, we feel like, because, you know, in a lot of situations in the NFL, a lot of organizations could have said, oh, all right, 3 years, you didn't get the job done, time to blow it up and start all over. We're very fortunate that that's not the case here and that we're in an organization where we're building things slowly, properly, so that we'll have success for years to come. But now it's time to see some results. You know, we feel like as players we need to play to a higher level, play to the standards that we want and the standards that everybody wants, and see some results on Sunday.
Is the change in coordinators, particularly when it's in-house, as big of a deal to the players as it appears to be on the outside to people who are just writing about it or just actually, you know, observing it?
I think when change in coordinators, but the important part, for at least for players, is it's a very, very similar defense. You know, it's the same, but with subtle changes throughout. Do you know what I mean? So as opposed to, you know, if you had a new coordinator and they brought in a completely different scheme, now that's drastic. But it's a coordinator that we all speak the same language already, where we will use a lot of the same calls with subtle changes throughout and different techniques throughout. But I think because that we have so much familiarity with Coach Wash and the scheme that we're going to use, that's very, very helpful. That'll get us playing fast more quickly, I guess.
Tayshaun said a couple minutes ago, hey, you look at the first four opponents this year, the quarterbacks, sense of urgency to get it right on defense. With all the new pieces, can that start now, or is that when the pads go on that you start working together on the field?
Communication-wise, I think as soon as we get out on the field, that'll start immediately. You know, building that trust with each other, with our new teammates, and continuing to build the trust that we have with the guys that we've had in years past. But that's what we'll get out of OTAs, just being able to communicate, be very, very comfortable with our scheme and comfortable with each other on the field, and then, you know, the physical aspect, movement, you know, being able to run. Obviously, the contact isn't there, but the communication and being familiar with our scheme and what everybody is doing and the building a level of trust will be key throughout OTAs.
Paul, do you watch the draft at this point in your career, or do you just wait until, you know, you see who they pick, or do you watch at all?
I mean, I'll be aware of who we pick,
right.
But I won't say, okay, you know, but the clock starts, you know, whoever picks first. I mean, no, but I'll be, yeah, obviously I want to know who our new guys are.
How many versions of a mock draft have you put up?
I try not to speculate a whole lot.
Did you watch early in your career, when, you know, just in a couple of years after you were drafted, did you watch it and, you know, with a lot of interest and stuff, or were you always this way?
I think I was always more this way, very aware of who we're picking, and then when I was younger, too, when I still had buddies in school, you know, I would watch it for them to see when Dan Connor got picked, or to see when Sean Lee got picked, or Navarro Bowman. But so people that you know, your buddies that you know, and then your team. But not I'm not analyzing who's going where. Let's put it that way.
Where did that pick?
What do you remember about your draft process? You know, the days leading up, talking to coaches, just mm-hmm. going through that entire process. What do you remember about that? What went through your mind?
It was an exciting time, and I knew I was very, I guess, nervous and anxious about it as well, because, you know, you don't know. It's strange. You don't know where you're going to go, where you're going to live, who your new teammates are going to be. So there's so many things that will happen so quickly, and it's so hard to tell or get a feel for where that might be. I know, you know, I got drafted by Buffalo. I had no idea I was going to the Bills. If I had to put money on it, when I was 20, I was, I'm going to New York Giants. I'm going to New York Giants, because that's what Mel Kiper said on ESPN or something like that, you know, and so I said, man, he must know that's where I'm going. But you have no idea what the future is going to hold. So it's exciting, but it's also, it makes you very anxious as well.